good evening. This is Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn. Good evening. This is Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn. Tonight we are continuing our discussion of healing with A Course in Miracles. I'm reading from Lisa Natoli's book, Gorgeous for God, which has really helped me in my own personal healing. So I'll be reading from her book and making comments as we go along. Lisa's website is teachersofgod.org, and she has a foundation in which she helps people who are teaching healing spread the message. She believes in natural healing. She has healed herself of many different things, of addictions, of blindness, of being deaf temporarily. These were temporary conditions that she did not end up needing medical treatment for because she healed them with the power of her mind. She's an amazing person, and her teachings have really significantly helped me, and that's why I'm reading from her book. The book, again, is Gorgeous for God by Lisa Natoli, Natoli. You can find her on Facebook or at her website, teachersofgod.org. You can call in with questions at 917-932-8881. You can also go to my website, loricoburn.com. That's Lori with two R's, L-O-R-R-I, Coburn, C-O-B-U-R-N.com, and click the Ask Lori button to ask me your questions about A Course in Miracles, and I will email you back later in the week. We're starting on page 102, where we left off last week, with the subchapter, Your Cells Are Being Regenerated Right Now As You Read This. Lisa writes, everything is changing all the time. There, it just changed again. Oops, it just changed again. Here we go, it just changed again. It's changing all the time. Time is not linear nor sequential. There is a whole universe out there. They used to think the earth was flat until they realized that it was round. You think you live in a particular year. You think you have a past behind you and a future ahead of you, but it's not true. Time is not passing. It's going on all the time, here and now. God is. This is a very important concept to get if you want to heal yourself spontaneously. I'm commenting now. This is not reading from the book. The concept of time as being simultaneous rather than linear, and what I mean by that is all past, present, and future are happening now. Time is simultaneous. Linear time would include a past, a present, and a future. But as Eckhart Tolle tells us in The Power of Now, time is simultaneous, and healing comes from being in the now, in the present moment, which actually means you're outside of the continuum of space and time. What happens when you project your consciousness outside of space and time is miracles. Miracles happen in space and time when we stop looking at time as past, present, and future. And this is, again, a very important concept. When you know that you're not a body and that you have no past in which you could have created an illness, like, for example, if you've had cancer for 5 years, or if you've had another chronic disease for years, when you drop the identification with time and you drop all the stories that go along with that identification, where you come to is the here and now moment. And here and now, outside of space and time, you are spirit. If you are spirit, Can spirit be sick? No. Only bodies can be sick. You cannot be sick. You are spirit. You are not the body. So when you train your mind to stop believing in time as a linear thing, in time as something like, well, I've had this illness for this long, therefore it's going to take me X amount of time to get over it. Or in psychotherapy circles that I used to be involved in as a psychotherapist, well, you know, grief takes you years to get over. It doesn't have to. When you know yourself as spirit and you know yourself as connected to the other person, grief does not have to take time. You can be connected with that person, and when there is no sense of separation or loss, there's no grief that takes like 2 years for a sibling and 5 years for a spouse and 10 years for a suicide. There's no such thing as these frameworks. So work with that. One of the ways you can work with the concept of time is to give it over to your wise mind, to the part of you. It may be the Holy Spirit within you. It may be talking to guides within you. However you access that part of you that knows everything. And say, I choose to look at time differently. That's what a friend of mine suggested to me. And I did it. And I said, I choose to see time differently. And it completely changed my world. Changed everything. I cannot look at anything in the way that I used to because I'm not locked into these concepts that I am a body that was born in a certain year and will probably live a certain amount of time before I die. I was never born. I will never die. Those are just concepts restricted to the time and space continuum of which bodies are a part. It may sound weird when I say to you, I'm not a body, or I am not part of this world, but that is the absolute truth of your being as well as mine. It's the truth of everyone's being. And as long as we stay locked into the belief in linear time, we don't jump out of it and receive the miracles that we are entitled to. Einstein said that problems cannot be resolved at the same level of which they were created. And the same goes for physical illnesses. A Course in Miracles tells us that we made up the idea of bodies. We are actually projecting the idea, the concept of a body into time and space, and then identifying ourselves as that. In reality, we are spirit, we are mind, but we have forgotten that. And so with our projections, we then make those projections real by thinking we are these solid bodies. So if we want to apply the dictum that Einstein said, that you have to get to a different level, you have to think outside the box, so to speak. You have to think outside the body. You have to think outside of time and space in order to get the healing and get the shift in consciousness that it takes for you to jump out of your old mindset and into the mindset that you are completely healed and whole now. You're not a body, you're spirit. Therefore, there's nothing to heal. Let me say that again. You are not a body. You are spirit. Therefore, there is nothing to heal. That is the central message in A Course in Miracles. A Course in Miracles tells us over and over in thousands of different ways, because we are so dense with our identification with these dense, apparently solid bodies, which aren't solid at all, according to physics. They're a whirling mass of atoms. They're 99.9% empty space. But because we have chosen to identify with these bodies, we have actually literally made ourselves sick. Once you are born into a body, you must die. according to the ego's dictates. But if you are spirit, you aren't born into a body, you don't die. You remain as you were created, spirit, outside of time and space. Work with that. Train your consciousness. This is what meditation does for us. Meditation trains our minds to look at the world in a different way. Instead of our knee-jerk reactions to our thoughts, all of which are false, by the way, all of the thinking that we think is so wise and so interesting and so pertinent to the world around us, all of our thoughts are false. Thoughts are not reality. Thoughts are simply our small ego self's way of ordering and constructing an illusory world to make sense within our own little minds. And they're all false. Your freedom and your total healing lies in letting go of all of these preconceived beliefs that you have made up yourself. And truly, truly, it is freedom when you let go of those. It's the only freedom that's available to us in this world. But boy, when you get there, oh man, this whole world looks different, and you're happy and you're joyful and you are free and you are whole and healed and perfect right here, right now. If you wonder why and how miraculous healings occur, it's because people have shifted their mindset into a different realm of thinking. So even if people can't think the way I'm talking now, that they are spirit and that they've made up the illness and that they can also choose again to look at it differently, even if they can't go there, by virtue of believing that they can be healed, believing that they are not subject or victim to the body's illnesses, they can be spontaneously healed that way. And Christian Science has thousands upon thousands of testimonials of people who have dropped their walkers and their wheelchairs and their crutches and their illnesses and their migraines and their cancer. Miraculous healings all over the place. Just look up Christian Science on the internet and you'll see. It's amazing. So healing is available to you. You are healed and whole right here, right now. You are a holy child of the universe, and you cannot be sick ever, ever, ever. Continuing to read from Lisa's book on page 103, reading from Gorgeous for God by Lisa Natoli, N-A-T-O-L-I. So if everything is constantly changing and the cells in your body are constantly being rejuvenated, and you have a new skeleton every 3 months, a new liver, a new heart, a new brain, then why do we still have the same memory patterns? Why do we age? Why do we get sick? This is from Deepak Chopra in his book Quantum Healing, pages 48 to 49. 98% of the atoms in your body were not there a year ago. The skeleton that seemed so solid was not there 3 months ago. The configuration of the bone cells remained somewhat constant, but atoms of all kinds pass freely back and forth through the cell walls, and by that means you acquire a new skeleton every 3 months. The skin is new every month. You have a new stomach lining every 4 days, with the actual surface cells that contact food being renewed every 5 minutes. The cells in the liver turn over very slowly, but new atoms still flow through them, like water in a river course, making a new liver every 6 weeks. And that's considered slow. Even within the brain, whose cells are not replaced once they die, actually, that is not true. This is an aside. That book was written a while ago, and we now know that even brain cells regenerate. The content of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and so on is totally different today from a year ago. Lisa writes, "That's Deepak Chopra. I love him." She continues, the only reason sickness is possible is because you have a cellular memory in what in you that people get sick. When you were a little kid, you saw that people got old and then they die and everyone around them cries in sadness. You saw that death is something to fear. This memory is stored in you. My commentary on this is that this is what Carl Jung, the famous psychiatrist, called the collective unconscious. The only reason there appears to be sickness out there, the only reason there appears to be a world out there, is we have made a collective agreement that there is a world that is objective from our minds out there somewhere. But I'm telling you, you can train your mind to see it differently. And when you do, you will experience the peace and joy that you are seeking in the world. Now think about it. Have you ever really found long-lasting peace and joy in the outer world? No way. No way. Even if you have a good marriage, even if you have good health, even if you have good finances, something always ends up going wrong, either with those things or with something else. There is absolutely no lasting peace or happiness to be found in the world. The only place you find it is by changing your mind to the level of truth. And the level of truth is that you are spirit. That is where you will find your happiness and your peace. Now, I mentioned meditation earlier. I am a terrible meditator. I've had a hard time focusing my whole life, as most people do. Most people are not good meditators. But what has worked for me are the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles and reading massive amounts of metaphysical literature on this topic. And I stop in my reading and I pause to contemplate. So you don't have to be a good meditator to change your mind. All you have to do is have a willingness to change your mind and to think differently. Illumination can dawn on your mind in an instant. All you need is one changed idea that will flip the switch for you from being a sick body to a completely whole and perfect spirit. That's all it takes, is a flip of the switch. And when you say, and you mean it completely, that's what I truly want, that is what you'll get. Now you may ask, why is that not showing up? I really want to be healed. What happens is that when we change our thought system, it can be really scary. And so the Holy Spirit within you, that wise mind part of you, your higher self, may make your healing appear to take time in order not to terrify you. And you would say, well, why would I be terrified of healing? Trust me, we all are. We are terrified of moving into spirit and letting go of our autonomous ego identities. It really, truly is frightening. And when you face that fear and you just say, okay, there it is, turn that fear over to your higher mind, and you eventually will be gradually, slowly, slowly, slowly awakened from your dream of this world. It does happen. It really, truly does happen. Returning to Lisa's book, she writes, "For me, having a perfect mind, perfect body has nothing to do with the body. I simply come into the now." And she capitalizes now, N-O-W. "I let myself be brand new. I release the past. I release the future. I come into a space where I recognize myself as spirit and as light. The me that is me cannot get sick. The you that is you cannot get sick. It cannot die. It's eternally creative. While you think you are in a body, the you that is you is perfect and whole." Let me reread that. While you think you are in a body, the you that is you is perfect and whole. So you just think you're in a body. It's one with all things. There is no distance or space between bodies. There is only mind. What do you think happens when you think of people living in other locations? You actually bring a person into your awareness. You can see them in your mind. You have conversations with them in your mind. You think you are daydreaming. What if you knew you actually traveled to that person? You think you live in memories, but when your mind travels to an idea, a place, or a person, you actually travel there. Now, what Lisa's talking about is truth. The truth is, thoughts are things, and mind is the only reality. So while we think we are in these bodies that are separated from our loved ones, from other bodies, that are separated by time and space, we think we're separate. We think we can't see them. We think that's why we grieve. We grieve because we think we've lost a person, or we won't see them for a long time until we die and go to heaven, or we won't see them until we are reincarnated, depending on what your spiritual beliefs are. But what Lisa is saying here is the truth. Time is simultaneous, and so time and space do not exist. When you think of a person in your mind, you are actually with that person. And I experience this with people, loved ones, that I am not with them in body. Either they've died from the body or appear to die, or I'm physically separated from them. And I've come to an awareness in my mind that there is no separation from my loved ones. Now, often I will forget that. And if I forget it, I'll feel this grief and loss. But then I quickly change my mind and realize, oops, made a mistake. I believed in time and space again. And when I move into that now moment that Lisa noted, when I move into that place outside of space and time where I know all things are one and all things are connected, that's where the truth of my being as one with my loved ones is immediately there, immediately. And there again is that peace and the healing that I was talking about. Back to Lisa's book. We have too much faith in the body. We doubt that what is in the mind is as real as what is physically in front of us. We've been taught to only trust what is solid. If you came into a now reference with no link of memory as to who you are or what your body is capable or not capable of, you would come into a whole new bright energy field. You would be completely energized. This occurs in an instant. And A Course in Miracles calls that the holy instant. It happens as soon as you remember that you are spirit and light. This is joining your will with God's will. Happiness and peace are inevitable the moment you shut off your own internal dialogue and stop the play button on your own repetitive story. Think for a moment what your story is. What is your story? We all tell stories. We tell stories about our lives. We tell stories about who we are. We tell stories about our illnesses, our addictions, our problems. And when Lisa talks about we have a play button that keeps playing over and over, repeat play, repeat play. Those are our stories that keep us stuck in our identities as solid bodies. And they're all false. Every single story is false. That is because truth is true and only truth is true. And truth is abstract. Truth is formless. Once you try to put a form on it, words, once you try to describe it, you've lost it. And there's a line in A Course in Miracles that says, "The hardest lesson you will ever learn is that truth is true and nothing else is true." Truth is true and nothing else is true. We don't want that. And even after all the mind training that I've done, today I was doing a meditation on moving into the nothingness of pure, abstract, formless God, love. And it frightened me. I could feel it, that little gasp of fear, like, oh my God, it's all nothing. It's all empty. Oh, where do I go? Where am I going? What am I merging into? That's frightening to me. And it's frightening to all of us. It just is. But when you move past that fear, when you push past it, or when you turn it over to the wise part of your mind, you move into that space of, it's not nothingness in an empty kind of way. It's no thing. It's nothing. No thing. No form. But what is there is love. We can say light, but light is also energy, and that's not really an accurate term, but it's the closest we have in form. Light and love would be the closest way we can describe that energy, that place, that total place of pure peace and pure bliss and pure happiness. And that place is actually within you. It is in you right here and right now. And all you have to do is say the word to access it. So all you have to do is say, I really want that. Let me experience that. What you can do is you can say to that part of your mind, show me what this is. Give me an experience where I can know what this is, because I'm tired of my life here and I want something different. I want the truth. And wait and watch and listen, because you will be given an experience that's perfect for you to completely understand that this world is something you've made up. It's just something you've made up, and you don't need to be bound by it anymore. The body that you think is you is something that you have actually just made up in your mind. And you don't have to be bound by it anymore. You're not sick. You're not sick. You are whole. You are perfect. You are well. That is the absolute truth of your being. Absolutely. And it's up to you to choose it, though. One of the things about truth is that it lets us alone until we choose it. That's our free will. Our free will is to choose it or not. And this has nothing to do with the Bible or with Jesus or with any religion. We get scared sometimes because we think, oh, if I choose that, then I'm going to have to live this pure life and I could never have fun again and I can never smoke or drink. At least that's what I always used to think, that I had to be a religious holy roller and follow all the rules of the religion and I'd have a boring, icky life. That's not how it is. This is completely independent of any religion. It just is the truth. And you get to choose. You can stay identified with your small self, or you can move into your higher self of truth. It's up to you. It's up to you. Returning to Lisa's book, you come into a bright new reassociation of yourself in which your mind and body spring into light. And this light purifies and releases all the old memory cells contained deep within you. You literally are brand new. You literally are brand new. That's because you've moved into the now. And in the now, there is no past. You are absolutely brand new. This is how miracles happen. It's the collapsing of time and space to move into the miraculous light of truth. Jesus in A Course in Miracles, this is my commentary here. Jesus in A Course in Miracles tells us that he will collapse time and space to arrange the miracle for us. And the miracle happens when we choose this mind, the mind that says, this world is not solid and it is not an objective reality. I'm making it up. And you know what? I think I want to choose a different movie. I want to choose a different dream because this dream is not making me happy. And we're meant to be happy. So we choose again. And that's when you move into that place of the now everything shifts instantaneously, and it's like you're in a new dimension. Truly, it is a new dimension. You're outside of time and space, and that's where healing occurs. Lisa continues to write, make a decision to not know anything. Decide today that you will let all things be revealed to you, and I guarantee you, you will be amazed by the loveliness you see. And I have to concur with Lisa on that. What happens when you move into this new dimension is you start seeing the radiance of all the things around you that you didn't normally see. For example, you might be sitting at your dining room table and notice that the coffee cup you use every day is gorgeous. It looks like it should be in a museum. It's that much of a work of art. Or you might look at the wood grain in the chair that you always sit in and go, wow, that is amazing. Or you might look at a plant in your house or outside or a tree and just be struck with the luminosity of it. Or you've already experienced this. When you're in love, the person you're in love with, whether it be a romantic partner or a family member or a friend, when you look at that person with love, doesn't that person look just gorgeous to you? It's like, wow, it's like you look so good today. Well, it's nothing's changed. What's changed is your mind. You are seeing through the eyes of love. And when you start seeing this whole world through the eyes of love, it's just one big miracle. It's amazing. Lisa's next subchapter is on page 105, and it's called Stop Analyzing Your Problems and Be Healed. The best part that I love about A Course in Miracles is that the past is always gone. Whatever ideas I held about myself yesterday are yesterday's news. Today is a brand new day, a new beginning. Now, isn't that cool? I'm commenting here. Isn't that cool? Whatever you think you have done in the past, it's gone. It's done. You are spirit, therefore you are innocent. And there's a prison ministry with A Course in Miracles, a guy named Joe Wolf, and also Miracles Distribution Center in California. They take A Course in Miracles into prisons and say, look, what you did in time and space is a dream. It's over. It's past. You're whole. You're innocent. And this is truly a ministry because prisoners need to know when they get out that they absolutely do have a chance at a new life. Otherwise, they're bound to their past, and they're shamed and guilty, and then they're bound to repeat it and have recidivism. Lisa writes, I am constantly receiving new instructions, but in order to receive, I must be receptive and have a space ready, open, and clear. It's impossible for a new thought system to occupy the same place where there is an old thought system. You need to get rid of the old before you bring in the new. You clear a space. You can't fit two of anything in the same location. It's physically impossible. Try it with bodies. It can't be done. You are always going to be in a slightly different space than anyone else at any given moment. You can't have a hate thought and a love thought in the same place. You must choose. You are the decider. There is no one out there doing anything to you. There is nothing happening to you except what you have chosen and elected. This is a dream of your own making. This an aside here, this is the central thought system of A Course in Miracles. So I'm going to read that again. Your entire life will change when you take responsibility for your whole life and you decide to choose again, when you decide to choose love over fear, when you decide to choose that you are spirit, not a body, when you decide that your life is a dream that you're making up and you can have a better dream, everything changes. So let me reread this paragraph from Lisa's book because it is A Course in Miracles in a nutshell. You can't have a hate thought and a love thought in the same place. You must choose. You are the decider. There is no one out there doing anything to you. There is nothing happening to you except what you have chosen and elected. This is a dream of your own making. And my commentary is that two of my favorite lessons in the Course workbook are 31 and 32. I am not the victim of the world I see because I have invented the world I see. And I've said those over and over and over and over until they have sunk so deeply in my mind that when I get into this victim frame of mind and I'm whining and complaining and groaning, that will pop right in my mind. And I can choose again. And lately, I do choose again rather quickly. So I stay happy instead of depressed. I used to be depressed all the time, complaining, griping, moaning, feeling suicidal, feeling depressed, throwing tantrums. I was just a mess. But what really changed it for me is this next paragraph that Lisa writes about. A Course in Miracles is about consistency. It is about choosing a new way to think about yourself. It requires you to be ruthless and fearless. You decide on the time factor of when this all occurs. Okay, when Lisa writes about consistency, when I did what Lisa said she did, and I did what she suggests in this book of hers, you make a decision, and you make a decision to be so committed to choosing once again. You're so committed to choosing love over fear. You're so committed to choosing to release conflict, to release all belief in attack and separation. And you do not let go. You are absolutely determined to choose love over fear and to choose truth over illusion. This is what will change you. And only you can make that decision. Why is that? Because you're the one who made up the world that you're looking at. You're projecting it from your mind right here, right now. No one else is doing that. You are spirit. You are mind. But you are choosing to believe in a world that's outside of you and that you are victim to. Victim to illnesses out there that can come and get you. Victim to poverty out there, the economy that can come and get you. Victim to attackers, war, governments, chemtrails or pollutants in the environment that can come and get you. That is false. You are under no laws but God's, which is lesson 76 in A Course in Miracles. You are under no laws but God's because you are spirit. You are spirit and you can change your mind. And when you decide, and only you can decide because only you made it up, when you decide to change your mind and think with the Holy Spirit's thought system, as A Course in Miracles labels it, or you can say think with your wise mind that knows everything, when you decide that, your whole life will change. How long are you going to wait? It really does work. Lisa continues to write, "Never underestimate the density of your own cellular memories of time and space. You are a solid body undergoing a physical transformation. Of course it's going to be messy at times. Of course it is going to be painful. That is not your concern. Finally, we stop trying to suppress the pain with food, drugs, or medication. We stop trying to make ourselves more comfortable. Finally, we decide we are going to face our fear and pain straight on. We are going to battle the devil, which are only our own ideas about ourselves. Finally, we stop naming things and remember that we are simply allowing old cells and old memories to be replaced with new cells and new thoughts. It's going to be a little painful, and it's going to hurt a little, but then it will be over." So this is what Lisa's talking about, is that this is a process of breaking a bad habit. You're breaking the bad habit of thinking of yourself as the body. Okay, she continues, Most people live a lifetime suppressing pain rather than having a moment of total terror in facing the demon. Most people's solution is to run to the doctor or pharmacy and try to fix a problem by taking a pill and suppressing the problem rather than looking at it straight on with open eyes. So what Lisa is saying here is that when you take a pill, and again, go ahead, the course says go ahead and take pills if you're too afraid. But if you take the pill, forgive yourself for doing it and know that you're taking an illusion to cover up another illusion. So just forgive yourself for that and keep turning your mind over to the Holy Spirit to be corrected. But a lot of us are too afraid at the beginning to just face it head on. But this is the way Lisa has healed a number of illnesses in her life, by just facing them head on, facing that terror and moving right through it and saying, no, I refuse to be victim of this monster that looks like it's out there, that's terrorizing me, but that in truth I have made up. And when you move through that terror, you are healed. This is the same process as psychotherapy. A Course in Miracles says all therapy is psychotherapy because all therapy is of the mind, and psyche means mind. All healing comes from changing our minds, from replacing our fears with love. Now, if you're going to therapy, they'll call that increasing your self-esteem. It's the same thing. Instead of being caught in your anger and your fear and your unworthiness, you move to loving yourself. Now, what A Course in Miracles does is it goes beyond that to not only improving the self-esteem of your small self, but to ultimately just completely letting go of any idea that you are a small self at all that can even possibly suffer. One of A Course in Miracles workbook lessons that has really helped me is lesson 191, which states, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. I cannot suffer, I cannot be in pain, I cannot suffer loss, nor can I fail to do all that salvation asks. And what this lesson does is it asks you to claim your true identity as spirit, to let go of your small self-identity, to make that decision to change your mind to truth. And when you do that, the whole world arises before you in a completely different way, and you see what A Course in Miracles calls the real world, which is also an illusion, but it's an illusion that more closely reflects the light and love of truth, of God, of all that is. It works. I know many, many Course in Miracles students who can attest to this. It really works. So Lisa writes, is there really anything to fear? What are you afraid of? Do bad things actually happen to you, or is it merely anticipation of bad things? Most people are afraid of things that never come to pass. They spend all their time worrying about nothing, and all this worrying and fear makes the body sick, weak, and tired. Why would you do that to yourself? Our bodies are filled with instructions about our hatred and self-worth. We have years and years and years of telling ourselves how worthless we are. As a result, our cells are old and tired. No wonder we age. We are beaten down by false ideas about ourselves as bodies. You are not a body. And yet every cell in your body has been programmed with particular memories that are individual to you. Think about all the instructions you've given yourself. You're male, female, white, black, yellow, Chinese, Jewish, single, married, etc. I need, I want this, I am this. So Lisa's saying, what are the true ideas? None of these. All of these thoughts are false stories about yourself. We will continue reading from Lisa Napoli's book, Gorgeous for God, in our next session. And I thank you for joining in and encourage you to go to her website, teachersofgod.org, And you can also go to my website, LoriCoburn.com, Lori with two R's, LoriCoburn, and sign up for either one of our newsletters, which will help you incorporate these thoughts into your life. Good night. Lufkins. Lufkins.